How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Karen Reed. That's who we are talking about in this segment. Of course, the Massachusetts woman accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, in 2022, is attempting to delay her wrongful death lawsuit filed by O'Keefe's family until after her criminal trial. So she's attempting to delay the civil trial is what she's trying to do here. Reed faces a second trial for second-degree murder and other charges in January after her initial trial ended in a mistrial 3 months ago. According to documents filed by her attorneys, the civil suit should be postponed until the criminal case concludes to avoid compromising her Fifth Amendment rights. The wrongful death lawsuit also names Waterfall Bar and Grill and C.F. McCarthy's as defendants. Those are the bars from that night, alleging that they continued to serve Reed alcohol on the night of the incident despite her visible intoxication. Lawsuit claims that Reed's backed her SUV into O'Keefe during a snowstorm and left him outside, where he later succumbed to his injuries. Reed's criminal trial in July ended in a mistrial after jurors could not reach a verdict on a manslaughter charge, but agreed to acquit her on charges of second-degree murder and leaving the scene. My best guess right now is that they will dispense with the first argument pretty quickly, Suffolk University law professor Chris Dearborn commented on the upcoming appeal. The second argument is the one I think has a little more promise. In the lead-up to the retrial, Reed's legal team is set to argue before the Massachusetts Supreme Court, Judicial Court, in hopes of having two charges dismissed, including the second-degree murder charge. This appeal could have significant repercussions for the January trial date, especially if the court takes months to reach a decision. I don't know if that is fair to either side, Dearborn said, noting that the challenges of preparing for trial amid ongoing legal uncertainties. Meanwhile, the decision to bring special prosecutor Hank Brennan, who previously represented mobster James Whitey Bulger, has sparked interest. Brennan's involvement is seen by some, including Dearborn, as an effort to underscore the prosecution's commitment to a rigorous and ethical handling of the case. I think this is the DA Morrissey trying to send a message to everybody that we don't want anyone to think there's anything going on here that is untoward or not ethical, Dearborn explained. With these pending legal battles, both criminal and civil, the highlighted media scrutiny and the case continues to captivate Massachusetts and beyond. The trial date, January 27th for Karen Reed. As of now.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I have many questions, but I don't ever plan on being a lawless person or prosecuted for something. But when, let's just say you're Karen Reed.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not a gazillionaire. Where do you get the funds to do something like this? To have to endure, you know, Diddy's got a shit ton of money. Karen Reed doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get the money to hire a defense team for case after case and cases that go on and on and on?
Well,
how do you find that kind of money?
In some cases, you don't. But in the circus that happens to be the case of Karen Reed, she can put up a GoFundMe and get a lot of money really quick.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think about that.
She has a lot of people helping to support her legal defense. But I mean, but this is an oddball case. I mean, there are many people throughout the country who are in situations that are questionable, that could certainly use support, that nobody knows about, that are in probably even much tougher situations than Karen Reed.
And you don't.
You get a public defender, or you find some way creative to make money.
I mean, there's only so much that OnlyFans can do for you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's true. That is true. That's there are limits to some things. Only so many feet pics can be sent out in one night.
You know, even if you have nice looking toes, I just don't think that can make up for the amount of money that she is spending on this situation.
Yeah.
Or is going to be forced to spend.
Yeah.
This is never ending.
I think in the end, it will be at least a wash for her, or she will come out on top, I'm sure, if she's found innocent. It'll be book deals. There'll be all that sort of stuff. If she's found guilty, you can't profit off of that sort of stuff.
Boy, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah.
This is just catastrophic financial ruin. And I understand that there is a dead man,
yeah,
you know, that has often been forgotten in this case. But I just take a look at it like, you know, I get stressed out when my cat has an expensive vet bill. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what a lawyer's bill is if you've been, you know, charged with murder.
No, that's something, yeah.
It's a whole thing. I can't even, my brain cannot process that. I don't understand how much it could possibly cost.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day too, it's like, okay, you're found innocent. Now you're broke unless the ruling includes costs. You know, and that's more in a civil type situation than anything else.
Well, and they're going after her in a civil case as well. So yeah, she's screwed.
Well, the thing is, there's only so much money that one person has. It's like, if you're going to sue somebody civilly, they better have enough money to pay it. If not, you are wasting your money suing them, unless it's on principle. But there may be some purpose to that. Rules of discovery and such are a lot looser on civil cases. So I think they're hoping to maybe get some depositions and get some stuff in that civil case that they couldn't get in the criminal investigation through depositions and such.
Just an amazing thing to think about, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't wrap my head around it. I just don't understand how you can function after something like this. You know, even if it comes out that you didn't do it, they figured out who did it. What do you do? You're just, whoops, sorry. It's over.
This is a lot of headache for what I think was probably truly an accident.
That's the other part too.
And then
that's the other part that gets me.
And a lot of shitty people getting involved in what was an accident, and turning it into something far worse than it needed to be. And I'm talking about the cops in this case. I'm talking about the party goers. I'm talking about, because, you know, there is so many things in this where, like, this could have been handled better. And I do not in any way condone anybody going out and attacking these families and these victims and these kids that have absolutely nothing to do with this other than they happen to be related to some of these officers. But yeah, I would say without a doubt, I would put money that there was some sort of tampering, in my opinion, with evidence in this case. Does it mean that she didn't hit him? No, it just means that I feel like they were putting their finger on the scale and trying to really make sure that everybody saw that it was her. And when you do that, that makes it look like it's all a fucking lie and that you're making it look that way. And then it negates everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was very bad behavior all around on this. And I understand why people don't trust those officers there. There's so many twisted things that are hidden in those departments that we're learning about, from this case to Stoughton to the Sandra Birchmore. I mean, it's in this case where the officers all happened to go dump their phones at like the same time, right before they were going to get examined. They're like, what? We have no, it's just, it's totally normal. It's, everything's normal about it. I don't know that it had anything to do with the Karen Reed case, honestly. I think it might have had to do with Birchmore or God knows what else is on these phones that would be technically illegal to have on your phone. And if examined and caught, would cause serious damage.
Well, they were looking for nudes of Karen Reed, so heaven only knows what they had on their phones.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they do have anything. I don't have any evidence to support that, but why are you wiping your phone and getting, you know, getting a new one?
I think there's chats, there was talks and knowledge of other crimes and knowledge of bad behavior with some of the officers and covering things up here and there. That's just my speculation. It's not proven. That's just but I'm suspecting there was those sort of things on some of these devices. I wouldn't say whose or anything like that, but there's some twisted shit going on behind the scenes over there. Some overzealous police work, I would say, at the very least. And then you have Karen, who probably hit the guy and admitted to hitting the guy, questioned several times if she hit the guy, and then kind of thought, oh, maybe I didn't hit the guy. You know, when some moron blogger kind of took her under his wing.
You know, I wonder if at some point she can turn around and sue them.
You make your choices.
Yeah.
No. She's not incompetent. You make your choices.
I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of smoke with that department.
Yeah. A lot of questions as to what... where all of this goes. The Supreme Court ruling will be interesting to see. That, I think, is really going to set the trajectory of this case going forward as far as how hard it goes forward.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.